if the angels are there working hard to keep us safe, and yet we are always creating these unsafe circumstances, that is to say, despite angels, I'm assuming you're saying, the terrorists telling the terrorists, yeah, don't do this, they did it anyway. Even though the angels were trying to tell them, don't do it, they did it anyway.
Yeah.
How much more powerful are we than the divine?
We're not more powerful, but we are powerful because we have that choice, and I wish we didn't. You know, it is like, you know, when I've met people who have actually gone and killed other people, you know, other men, women, and children, because the same thing was done to them. And one thing they would say to me is, how can you kill revenge? And they would cry now, because now they know they did wrong. Because now they look at their own wife and their own children, and they think of the horrors that they had done in taking someone else's wife and children away. And revenge is a terrible thing, and that's what war causes. And it even caused it up Northern Ireland, you know, and it's passed on through generations. And we have to start to listen to God's angels, and you know, instead of looking for that revenge, when we have to allow that compassion and love in and say no. And the angels are working hard, and I see it every day, you know, all of the time, even with children, you know. Sometimes I would be watching children playing, and one child would suddenly, you know, want another toy that another child would have, and I would see the angel saying, no, you know, you play with what you have, you know, or to ask for it nicely. But a lot of the time, sometimes the child just doesn't want to listen and will reach out. And it's the same with us adults. And you have to remember, young children have just come from heaven and they see angels. You know,
No, I was actually going to ask you about the origin of angels. Where do angels, I know a previous author here on Coast to Coast has said that angels were all created once a long time ago, that there are no new angels that are created. Where are you with that?
Well, angels are created, you know, they're creatures. That's what they have told me. They're creatures and they're created by God. And they have been always there. But at different times, I know God has sent different angels to this world. It's like the angels of the nation, you know, stay on this planet. They never leave at all. And just like the gathering angels for America, they're angels just for America that gather people from all over the world. But your guardian angel, you know, stays with each human being. Each and every one of us has a guardian angel, and that guardian angel never leaves you. But another important thing about your guardian angel is that it allows in other angels to be around you when you need help, and all that you have to do is ask. You know, it can be that you could be a young person doing exams, and you can just ask your guardian angel, you know, to help you with these exams, and sometimes your guardian angel will allow in another angel in around you to help you to focus, to learn, you know. And it's the same with souls, because your soul is more than any angel. You know, the angels to say to me, you know, when a person loses a loved one, or a mother, a father loses a child, we would use the expression, you know, they're an angel in heaven. And the angels love that, but they're not an angel in heaven. They're more than any angel. You know, our souls are, you know, that speck of light of God. And that's another reason why the angels love to be around us.